let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. If you look for parallels in baseball and the Bible, you will find them. The Emerald Home Run by Stephen Andrew Janda is the true story, combining the Bible and a book Stephen wrote about the parables of Christ in 2008, entitled Ready or Not, Here I Come. Suddenly, he says, he began to notice many interesting parallels in Major League Baseball, including home runs hit in 2009 by Ken Griffey Jr. and Mike Cameron, both center fielders at the time for the Seattle Mariners. And children will love his secret formula for multiplying certain number patterns into millions without a calculator. The revelations in Stephen's book have never appeared in textbooks. The Emerald Home Run is truly an arithmetic lesson for the whole family to enjoy. Stephen is the father of three sons, author, singer, songwriter, guitar player. Stephen Andrew Janda, author of The Emerald Home Run, our guest on This Week in America. Stephen, looking forward to this. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So much information in the book. And let's go back briefly to where this all started for you. April 15, 2009, listening to a Mariners game, big game for Ken Griffey Jr. Talk about that, because that's where all this started, as I understand.
It really is. I was sitting there watching the game, and I just had heard that Ken Griffey Jr. came back to the Mariners after a nine-year absence. He went to play for Cincinnati. And he hit the ball over the center field, and immediately the Hall of Fame announcer, Dave Niehaus, says, and that's the 400th home run of Ken Griffey Jr. as a Mariner, and the first player to ever hit 200 home runs with one team and 400 with another. And I thought that was really unusual, because he came back with 398 home runs as a Mariner. And 398 years before 2009 was the year 1611, when the King James Bible came out. And this 400th home run matched all kinds of parallels in the Old Testament, like the 400 shekels of silver that Abraham paid for the cave of Machpelah for his wife Sarah when she passed away, and the 400 years of bondage of the Israelites in Egypt. So it was really an eye-opener, but I, for a long time, I just thought that it was just an amazing coincidence. There was really nothing more to it, but the more I looked at it, the more the evidence showed me that it was possible for God to orchestrate home runs.
You know, that's amazing, the parallels between baseball and the Bible. We'll talk about that, and Stephen obviously focuses on this in his book, The Emerald Home Run by Stephen Andrew Janda. As a Reds fan, I loved the years that Ken Griffey Jr. spent in Cincinnati, back home, and such memorable moments back there. Let's talk a little bit about the book. Can you demonstrate a mathematical wonder from the book?
Oh, sure. What I'll do is I'll give you a number for you to multiply by your own number, and you can pick out a number, say, between 500 and 900, just so that the result fits on your calculator.
Okay, I've got my calculator here, so it's a little visual thing that I've got going. Okay, I'm all set.
Okay. And the number I'm going to give you is 169,830.
169,830. Okay, and I'm going to multiply that.
Don't tell me what you're multiplying it by, though.
But is anywhere from, what do you say, 500 to 900?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So you're looking at hundreds of millions? You have a nine-digit number?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to tell me the three digits on the left, all of the millions, and the three digits on the far right. And then I'm going to calculate, without knowing what the thousands are, exactly what the thousands are.
Okay, I've got 101 million.
Okay.
And the last three digits are all zeros.
Oh. Point zero?
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, that's a pretty easy one. You're making it pretty easy on me, so.
You're the guest and I'm the host.
Ooh, I would say 898.
No. Now, you cannot see me. We're not showing this on camera. Yes, 101,898,000. That's absolutely, absolutely amazing. In the book, The Emerald Home Run, do you show us how to do that?
I definitely do. I conceal it. I put it in there twice in different demonstrations. There's a section, I will tell you, it's called the Babe Ruth Mystery, because he was the greatest batter and player of all time. So this it is disclosed in there, but because this is so unbelievable in terms of a mathematical formula that none of the PhDs have ever seen, I've sat down with a Harvard PhD, and they said they have never seen anybody do this. It's never even been contemplated that would be possible somehow. So, and all I've ever heard was just astonishing, amazing. There's just no really answer for it. But when they find out I'll explain the calculation to them in the book, then they can see and they can do it on their own.
And this is the only place that you will find that calculation is Stephen's book, The Emerald Home Run, Stephen Andrew Janda. That's J-A-N-D-A if you're Googling. Book available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Link on directly when you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Aside from the math wonder that we just talked about, what else is revealed in The Emerald Home Run?
Well, actually, there's a calculator in Genesis chapter 5. The Emerald Home Run is really the discovery of the Genesis calculator. In Genesis chapter 5 are the ages of the first 10 generations who lived. And what comes out of there is there's a triple column calculator that's also single column. But the main thing that I really woke me up was when I saw the month and the day of your date of birth times your mother and your father, which produces what I call your own Genesis Social Security number. And if you do that, you'll see that you have basically your own number. It might be shocking to hear. When I put mine together with my mom and dad, my mom was born on 4/27, my dad on 5/06, and mine on 9/20. It came out to 198,000, 777. 40. So it was, I saw a 777 right there, which matched the age of Lamech in Genesis in chapter 5. He was the ninth generation. He was the father of Noah. And there's a lot of 777s in the book. There's a whole list of players that have hit 777 home runs. The 777 home run is the 777th home run hit by a player among all players born on that particular date of birth. So there's all these players around the league that have those 777s. So that list of players is in there and their date of the occurrence, their date of birth, and then it goes on to other parallels like that.
This is really interesting information, interesting stuff. It's in Stephen's book, Stephen Andrew Janda. The book is The Emerald Home Run. Only so much time in the program. Jeez, we could spend hours talking about this. Talk a little bit about the 666 revealed in the Genesis calculator.
Yeah, there's the single column calculation. The ages of the men in Genesis. The fourth generation was the name was Canaan was his name, not Cain and Abel, but this is Canaan. He's a different person, and he lived to be 910. And if you look at that 910, it actually represents this in the calculation three generations. So the ninth generation is Lamech, 777, times the first generation, Adam, 930, times the 10th generation, Noah, for the zero. And you put that together, and it comes out to 700, and I can't remember exactly what the millions are. There it is. It's 686,479,500. And if you add up those three numbers, like 686, 480, 479, and 500, it adds up to 1665, which is the year of the bubonic plague in 350 years ago. So I found that to be unbelievable that you would see that 1665. If you reduce once more, it reduces to 666. So that matches the number of the Antichrist in Revelation, if you like to get into apocalyptic things. And this isn't the only generation it appears. If you multiply out the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the eighth generation, this same number appears four times. So when I saw that, I knew this is not a calculation. This is definitely something that was controlled by whoever wrote Genesis. And from all reports, all authorities, all theologians, all including all Jewish authorities, believe that God gave that to Moses on top of Mount Sinai. So I'm saying the calculation is definitely God's calculation,
This
without a
is
doubt.
just fascinating, following what you've told us on the program, all of this and much more in the Emerald Home Run. So the Emerald Home Run reveals mathematical wonders never realized prior in mathematics, a person's Genesis social security number for every person, and the number of the Antichrist in Genesis, all that and more in the book. Stephen, talk a little bit about all of the time and the research that you put into this. This really is brand new information. How long did it take for you, and are you finished yet? Are there still numbers that you're working on?
Well, it did take a couple of years. I wrote Ready or Not, Here I Come in 2008, and I wasn't too sure why I was feeling such an urgency to write that book. But I had to get it done, and when the fall came out after the 2008, like December, January, the next year, it was announced that Ken Griffey Jr. is coming back to the Mariners, and I thought, whoa, that is amazing, because in Ready or Not, Here I Come, I stated that he was my favorite player because I liked how he stood up to the plate and let the ball just breeze right
No,
by his belly.
yes.
I thought that was just so fantastic because it was always something that was basically the reason I wouldn't play hardball. I saw how some of my friends got hit.
Exactly.
And I thought, I'm not really popular enough to play that kind of game. So anyway, so this it started to build up from there. And it took a couple of years once I saw these parallels for the first year or so. I think I spent just trying to convince myself, and then my family, they got a pretty good chuckle out of it. Of course, I probably drove my wife crazy with all these parallels in my calculator. But I just started to see it over and over and over. And then one day when I was waiting in line somewhere at the grocery store, something just said, well, multiply your date of birth times your mom and times your dad's. And in the middle, I saw that 777. And
It's just
it was just enough to make a grown man cry. It's just,
yeah, when you start.
it's just amazing that God could possibly orchestrate something like that.
Well, it's amazing, and if somebody would go parallels in baseball and the Bible, are you kidding? Why would the Bible and baseball have anything in common? And boy, you prove that they do as well as real life. I mean, what a revelation. What kind of response are you getting to this whole concept you have out there and the book, The Emerald Home Run?
Well, the Major League Baseball fan site, they basically told me I could write up whatever I wanted. And for a few years after I wrote the book, I was writing articles for them. There was you can go on there and put in like the Josh Hamilton wonder, the Sarah wonder, Adrian Beltre. He hit the 127th 777 of all time. So well, what I was doing was after they would hit these home runs, is I would print out their numbers on baseballreference.com the next day. So I have a document for all those players.
That's amazing. And this has really touched you, hasn't it? And as people understand and read the book, The Emerald Home Run, you will be moved like Stephen did in writing this. This has been a life-altering experience for you, hasn't it?
Oh, it definitely has, yeah. It's definitely helped me to keep my priorities together, and if I veer a little, get me back online and just because I started thinking about the great things that the God has called me that has shown me and called me to do and to share with people. And I was aware that this was going to take a while to get out to the public. Something just told me, don't think that this is going to be overnight. And,
yes.
And that was 10 years ago. So when they called me on this and said that this was time somebody wanted to take this public, I was ready to go. I saw the ball coming, and I wanted to make that catch.
Well, I tell you what, with what we're going through in the world, this really is the time to get the majesty of the book out there. The Emerald Home Run, Stephen Andrew Janda, that's J-A-N-D-A. You'll find the book at, just Google it. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. A couple minutes left in the program. What kind of reaction are you getting? You wrote the columns. You talked about the baseball-oriented columns with the numerical aspect. What kind of response are you getting, especially from mathematicians, because this is just remarkable stuff you've got here?
Yeah, well, I get the deer in the headlight looks a lot.
Yes.
When I'm talking to a guy that got a PhD from Harvard, and he's looking at me like, what school did you go to? And and it's just nothing less than astonishment beyond measure. They can't believe how something like this could be sitting in the Bible for all thousands of years and for everybody just to pass by it. But when I looked at it and I saw the 777, the father of Noah, and the seventh generation Enoch lived to be 365 years, and he was not because God took him, I knew right away that was a match to the Gregorian calendar of 365 days. There was something there for the end of the age that God wanted us to see. And that's when I discovered the double Enoch factor, 2 times 365 is 730. And if you subtract 730 from those first generations in Genesis, the third and the fourth, the 730 away from Enos leaves you 175. The 730 away from Canaan leaves you 180, which just so happens to be the ages of Abraham and Isaac down the road in Genesis. So it's then you go down to the ninth generation and subtract the double Enoch factor there. I think it leaves a 47, which is a double-digit match to the age of Jacob, who lived to be 147. So I knew basically what God was doing there is he was helping somebody, and just if all they knew how to do was to add and subtract, they could see the match between those numbers.
Yes.
And if you got more sophisticated and started to multiply, you could see other things. And I'm sure if I had more time on my hands just to look at numbers all day, that I would find more things. But the one thing that really shocked me was the first generation translates to 1443. The second generation translates to 999. And something told me that in the scripture there, it says that that Adam, when he had a son, his name was Seth, and he bore him in his own likeness. And I thought, that's kind of like the only begotten son that is born in the likeness of God, son of God on earth. And so something just told me, multiply the two, and I did it. So I multiplied 1443 times 999, and it came out to 1,441,557. And I said, this is just incredible, because the 144 was a match to the memorial of Abraham Lincoln on April 15th, 2009. And the 557 is a match to the birthday of Leonardo da Vinci on the same day. And the 415 in the middle shows you the actual month and day. So I just thought, this is, and then Seth, he has his first son at 105, which is the 105th day of the year, which is 415. And I thought, there's just too many matches here. There's way too many matches here. It's like that Emerald home run that Ken Griffey hit was predestined from the beginning of the world, that he would come back to Seattle, return, kind of like a type, you might say. Preachers talk about types and shadows. Like he was a symbol of Christ coming back and hitting a major home run for the Father and just doing great things for God. And that's how I look at it. I just that one scenario just continues to captivate me, that God would have that down to using Abraham Lincoln, because he used Abraham Lincoln with Griffey in 92, when Griffey had home runs on the birth and death of Leonardo da Vinci on April 15th and May 2nd, and then the 137th parallel, he did that with Mike Cameron, who also played center field when Griffey left. So, but he accented the 137th with Mike Cameron on May 2nd on the death of da Vinci with four home runs, and that opens up the entire four home run club, and there's all kinds of parallels inside that four home run club.
This is just amazing. And what, you know, you maybe hear a couple of these and you're thinking, okay, Kresgen is right from time to time, so, you know, that could happen. And you suddenly start stacking these one after another. And I got about a minute left in the program. Let me ask you, why do you think you... And you mentioned, you know, it's not MIT, it's a father, it's an author, a singer, a songwriter, a guitar player that has seen this and now sharing it, and the responsibility you have.
Why do I think I have this responsibility?
Yes, yeah. Why you? Why Stephen Andrew Janda?
Well, there's a lot that goes into sovereignty that we don't understand. God chooses certain people to do certain things without them even having any choice in the matter, period. So when I saw the parallel with my mom and my dad and myself, when I multiplied our dates of birth, I thought, well, obviously this was destined by God.
Yes.
Because if I look at the distance between my father's date of birth and my date of birth, I have 137 days from May 6th. To 9/20. I also am looking at the very day that Jose Altuve was born, that Willie Mays was born in 506. I'm looking at the first home run that Babe Ruth hit was on May 6th. So it starts to add up.
It really does.
There's only so much a guy can take before he just breaks down and says, okay, I get the message. This is what I'm supposed to do. And I like to watch football a lot. And I used to get frustrated when I would see guys get hit back of the jersey or back of the head. And I'd say, it'd be nice if you turned around and looked when the ball was coming, maybe you could catch it. and something told me, you know, you ought to try that yourself. I've been trying to talk to you for years.
Yes.
On catching the ball that they're flying all around you. You refused to even look back, so I started to look more deeper and deeper into this thing, and I just saw more parallels over and over and over.
It's an amazing story.
I could go on for a while. There was a parallel. There was 11 triple sevens hit in 2009 when this happened, and 11 times 11 times 11 is 1331. Which sequentially is 601-730, the double Enoch factor in Numbers chapter 26, verses 51, all of the home runs hit by players born from January 1st to April 15th through 2009 add up to 27 times that 2651, pointing us right to that scripture. And I thought, how there's no possible way that could be a coincidence. I mean, a coincidence is one or two things happening. I run into somebody at the store at the same time, but we're talking about thousands of things happening, thousands of players.
Yes, that's what's
so impressive.
And we're talking
about this happening and being projected from thousands of years prior. It really seems to me to, my point where I'm at right now, if I start saying this is coincidence, it's really an insult to God to actually say something like
yes,
that.
Yes, he's put
me.
Such an impressive trail there. And it's, I guess another moral is don't take your eyes off the quarterback. Look back at the quarterback for signals in life.
Yeah, be looking at the quarterback. That's exactly right.
Yes, there's
because
a message in that as well.
You don't get a pass every play.
Yep.
But when you do get a pass, try to catch it. Do everything you can to catch it.
Another moral there.
Yeah. The one thing I wanted to mention too, I checked the other day on Amazon, and the Emerald Home Run right now is it's not available in paperback, but it is available in Kindle.
Oh,
and
okay,
that's
good.
About a third of a price, and they can electronically download that instantly.
Yeah, you can have that. Yeah, you can have that within seconds. So,
and I think if you're a member, you can even start reading for free. There's a membership that they have for that.
I think that's part of that as well. Yes. Now, if you're going to do all of that, the book is The Emerald Home Run. The author is Stephen Andrew Janda, J-A-N-D-A. If you go to Amazon, just put his name in, Stephen Andrew Janda. That will take you to his books, and you can purchase it and start reading right away. It's just a fascinating read. I tell you, once you start, you're not going to stop. You're going to go all the way through, and you'll be scratching your head before it's over. Like, I really can't believe this. And, Stephen, this has been so much fun having you on the program, so rewarding. Thank you for spending some time with us and sharing the story.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
It is our pleasure. Stephen Andrew Janda, author of The Emerald Home Run. You'll find it at Amazon, other places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, for more. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.